Traditionally renowned as a centre of learning in the arts and humanities, Oxford remains a 21st century leader in research and teaching across a broad range of these disciplines. One of the greatest things about studying a humanities subject in Oxford is the incomparable range of resources. These include the Bodleian Library and dozens of other college, faculty and departmental libraries with special collections in humanities fields. The university also owns several museums, such as the newly redeveloped Ashmolean Museum, which are directly relevant to the content of several undergraduate courses. Humanities departments in Oxford contain some of the greatest concentrations of scholars in the world. For example, the faculties of English and History have the largest numbers of teaching and research staff in the United Kingdom. There is no humanities area where most of the faculties are clustered together, as with the sciences. Instead, arts and humanities faculties are located in several places within central Oxford. As an arts student, you will learn mostly by reading in order to deepen your knowledge and understanding of your subject. Study of a particular topic culminates in a tutorial. This tutorial is an hour-long discussion of the topic, usually between you, your tutor, and one other student. In most cases, tutorials take place with the subject tutor in your college once or sometimes twice a week, which means that, as an arts student, your contact time is mainly college-based. Tutorials are supplemented by lectures conducted by the faculty and classes or seminars, depending on the subject. The role of the department or faculty is to manage the course, including the course syllabus, regulations and examinations. Some also host the departmental or faculty library as a place for individual study. Many also have a hall where optional lectures related to the subject are held. Modern languages, classics and Oriental studies are close together just off St Giles. This is handily placed for the Taylor Institution Library for modern and medieval languages and the Sackler Library for classics, archaeology and art history. History is based primarily on George Street and English at the St Cross Building, a few minutes' walk from the city centre. Music, philosophy, theology, fine art and other humanities subjects are also conveniently close to the centre of Oxford and the main Bodleian Library complex. Language students will spend a good deal of time developing their language skills. Musicians and fine artists will have plenty of rehearsal or studio time alongside classes in theory and history. Overall, however, humanities students will spend the majority of their time outside formal teaching hours, engaged in self-directed reading and research. Many of the subjects we offer will be familiar to you from school, or at least the names will be, history, English, and modern languages, for example. But Oxford offers the chance to study these subjects in a very different way from school. Students need to think independently and develop their own answers to questions based on the sources they are studying. Other subjects may well be new to you. These include classics, which is the study of the language, literature, culture and history of the ancient Greek and Roman worlds, and languages that are not studied in many UK schools, including Japanese, Arabic, Czech and Celtic. Most humanities subjects are studied as single honours in Oxford, which means that the degree concentrates on one broad discipline, history, for example. A few subjects may be studied as joint honours with another subject, for example, history with English or philosophy with modern languages. There is a huge array of options and specialist courses you can choose from within a degree to reflect your own personal interests. If you choose literature, for example, you can find yourself choosing from options such as medieval and Renaissance romance to linguistic theory or modern literature. You can find further details of course options for your subject on our website. People sometimes ask what you can do with a degree in humanities. The short answer is almost anything. Nowhere else is the phrase transferable skills more appropriate than here. Oxford humanities graduates are highly regarded by employers for their skills of analysis and argument, and have gone on to work in many fields, including journalism, politics, finance, management, the civil service, creative arts, and education, both in the UK and around the world. Famous alumni include Michael Palin, who studied modern history, Kate Beckinsale, who studied French and Russian literature, and Philip Pullman, a graduate of English literature and language.